Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Styling Soul podcast, where we give you inspiration for your style and wellness for your soul. I am your host, Kendra Monet. So if you are ready to start living a life that actually feels as good as it looks, all while staying up to date with the industry news, you are in the right place. Let's get into the show.
Be self-reflective.
That blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs.
Fill yourself up and keep your cup full.
Also, I believe in shea butter as a core value.
There's a supreme moment of destiny.
Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year if you are listening to this in a timely manner. It is the first week of 2021, and I feel like a lot of people are being cautiously optimistic. I feel like people just want to get by. We all had a crazy, crazy 2020. I know personally, My Q4 got super crazy, which is why, you know, I actually decided to make it a seasonal podcast instead of a weekly podcast. So we're able to wrap up season one with 10 episodes in 2020, which was really exciting for me. I got to create this new community, get in touch with some new people, have some interesting conversations, you know, and even though 2020 was a load of crap, it was nonsense, it was reckless, it was the ghetto, it was all sorts of problems, okay? 2020 was really problematic. It didn't go according to anybody's plan. However, I had a lot of good that came out of this year in spite of the hardships. And I know a lot of us might feel guilty for feeling good or feeling happy, you know, when in times of hardship, in time of national and international hardships. And I really just want to encourage you that your journey is your journey. Obviously, we don't gloat, but look, you have no choice but to ride out those lows. So when you are on a high, feel it, embrace it, and, you know, stay encouraged. You know, this is a time where it's cool to be a savage. It's cool to be sad and, like, you know, mean or anxious or whatever the case is. But I dare you to be optimistic for 2021, okay? If you listen to this podcast, you probably would guess that my glass is typically half full, even though that's not always an easy thing to do. But one of the things that I told myself in 2020, even before I saw it, I was saying that even if this year is bad for others, it can still be good for you. I told one of my friends who is in the event industry that, girl, things might look crazy for your industry, but they can still go well for you. And that was the case for her. And so many people have that story, okay? The money never stops flowing. And it's not just about money, but good things, prosperity, wellness, it never stops flowing. We just have to figure out how to get ourselves in the flow. You feel me? But welcome back to this first episode of the new year. And I just want to just share, don't let 2020 steal your zeal, steal your excitement for the future. I'm still excited for the future. I'm excited for this new season of Styling Soul. We're going to be diving deeper with fashion and beauty professionals, sharing their journeys, sharing some untold stories of the fashion and beauty industry, and getting to know our products that we use on our bodies and that we wear, and getting to know the stories behind these things, and shopping, and just going after our lives, after our careers, after our families, with more intention. Do nothing without intention. So I'm really excited for the conversations that we have. We have another interview next week, but this episode, it's all about the tea. I'm going to give you some industry tea, of course, but I also have some personal tea. I'm especially excited for this year because, y'all, I'm getting married this year. I'm about to be a whole wife this year. I know. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into my affirmations of 2021. But first, before my personal tea, we're going to get into this industry tea.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious. Hold on.
In media news, so I had previously reported that Stella Bugbee was stepping back from The Cut and how this was a big deal because she'd been there essentially being a tastemaker for almost a decade. And so she stepped down and everybody was wondering who's next. And it has been announced that none other than Lindsay Peoples-Wagner, the former editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, is now stepping in to be the new editor-in-chief of The Cut. This is actually a return to The Cut for her after she was The Cut's fashion market editor for 3 years as well. She also co-founded the Black and Fashion Council, which is essentially a council to make sure that people ain't acting crazy out here in fashion like they do, and that people aren't using racist or prejudice practices within their hiring, similar to the beauty industry's pull up or shut up challenge. This is actually an organization that's going to be holding people accountable. So long story short, Lindsay Peoples-Wagner is doing her thing. She's really become such a pivotal voice in fashion editorial over, I would say, the past 5 years. So shout out to her. She's doing her thing. I love to see the new up and coming people in editorial that are really going to be tastemakers for this new generation. I'm really excited to see where it's going to go. So this next story, it is fashion news, but it is also a sensitive topic because, trigger warning, we will be discussing briefly sexual assault in this story topic. So if this is a trigger warning for you, I want to be sensitive to that. If you're not in the space to hear about it, just fast forward 30 seconds. We're not going to stay here too long. But there are allegations coming out about Alexander Wang. He is currently under fire from an alleged sexual assault, and there are several allegations about him. So this is really messy, y'all, really messy. It's a lot of he said, she said. So I am going to give you all the facts of what was reported. So last week, Alexander Wang came under fire after Diet Prada picked up a post by a model management company that basically referred to Wang as an alleged sexual predator and claimed that many male models and trans models have spoken about alleged sexual misconduct, basically saying that Wang had either touched them inappropriately or drugged them with Molly water. A lot of people had the same stories about that. The post also advised people to unfollow Wang and boycott the clothing line. And a lot of people took to social media, to Twitter, to Instagram to share these stories. But Alexander Wang says that this is not true. He took to an Instagram post and I quote, it said, "I'd like to take the opportunity to connect directly with the people who have followed and supported this brand and me over the years and address this recent false, fabricated, and mostly anonymous accusations against me. These baseless allegations were stated on social media by sites which repeatedly disregarded the value and importance of evidence and fact checking." So this Alexander Wang has not been quiet about it. He hired a popular spin PR company to support him. He has the support of a lot of people in his life. And he says that these things are not true, but there are a lot of male models who say that it is. Whatever the truth is, I hope that we get to the bottom of it, because what is one thing we don't want is somebody's name to be smeared through the mud. But one thing we definitely don't want is a sexual predator on the loose. And finally, in fashion news, you guys, we have a new collaboration on our hands, and I am not mad about it. It's surprising, but Gucci and North Face have a collaboration collection that has recently launched. It first launched in China, and it is launching in the United States this week as of January 6th, 2021. And the collection is pretty cool. So it has some puffer coats that I would definitely wear, like some floral puffer coats. They're really bringing Gucci's eclectic prints and in-your-face prints with North Face's winter wear and practicality. And I'm really enjoying it. There were bags, there were winter boots, there's fanny packs, there's parkas and raincoats. It's very, very Gucci, but it's also pretty North Face. And I like it. And it also brings into question VF Corporation's position moving forward. So this company mostly owns Dickies, Vans, and Timberland. And, you know, these are all traditional work brands like North Face. They're practical brands, maybe weather attire or sportswear. But they have recently acquired Supreme as well. And some people felt that this would cheapen Supreme, but they're clearly pivoting to a more luxury market with this Gucci collaboration. So they may actually be able to keep the level of luxury that Supreme has come to know. You know, that the thing that has all the hype beasts waiting in line, that it factor. I don't think that they're going to lose it. So I'll be interested to see what they do next.
Lemon-y. Best day of tea since the show began.
What y'all kids know about that, huh? Y'all know anything about that optimistic? What do y'all know about the sounds of blackness? Optimistic, okay? That is the ultimate black family cookout playlist. That song just represents such like joy and carefreeness to me and happiness. And I had to play a little bit of that clip because I am being optimistic about 2021, even though 2020 tried to steal our hopes. Like, it's so funny to see us looking back at ourselves celebrating with 2020 hats and how we thought this year is going to be this and this year is going to be that. And girl, this year played us. This year played us really hard. But nonetheless, I declare and I believe that 2021 will be overall a good year for me. I do not expect it to be a year without its own challenges. But hey, you made it through 2020, baby. Like, you can make it through anything. So I believe that for me, this will be a year of alignment and joy in both my professional and my personal lives, and it will certainly be a year of growth. So let's get into this personal tea. One of the ways that I am growing in 2021 is that I will be getting married. So I am engaged. This is not some life accomplishment. This is not something that means now my life is together, because I really feel like a lot of women who in the past, in my previous experience, when I was looking for content, maybe that talked about relationships and stuff like that, it always sort of came from the perspective of, I was a mess, so I was single, and now I'm not a mess, so now I'm not. And I just don't agree with that philosophy. So this is not to declare how I have like reached a new accomplishment per se, but I am super excited to make this decision with Jamel, who has been just an amazing person. I'm not going to get too mushy about it. That's my boo, y'all. He's going to be on the podcast soon. He is also in the fashion industry on the creation side of things. So Jamel is a menswear designer. I will allow him to tell his own career journey with the podcast sometime soon. I'm excited to have him here. But yeah, so just a quick little tea if y'all care, if you care about how I got engaged. So in December, Jamel and I went to Cabo. So I've been debating putting this on the blog because honestly, I don't condone international travel during this time. We booked our flights over the summer of 2020 when we really thought that there was no way in the world that we would still be in COVID in 2020. So when the time came around, we decided to get tested, leave New York City where I was, you know, taking the crowded subway anyway, to going to Cabo where I actually was a bit more remote and didn't have as much human interaction and was able to social distance and stay safe and all that jazz. But we went for my friend's 30th birthday. It was an intimate trip, just two couples, me and my friend and her boyfriend, and my then boyfriend at the time. And I did not see it coming, y'all. We've been talking about everything, so I figured it was going to come sometime next year, but I didn't see it coming. So we had quote unquote dinner reservations. So before that, I was playing volleyball on the beach. I was swimming in the pool. I was doing water aerobics. I was just like living my best life that day. And then I decided to, okay, we're going to dinner, so it's time to shower. And everybody's rushing me and I didn't get it. Little did I know, we weren't actually going to dinner. We were going to have a sunset proposal where my family and some of my friends are watching on FaceTime. It was super sweet. It was super intimate. It was a special moment, and now I'm really excited to go forward into this new year with some wedding planning. I never thought that I would be the person to totally have the wedding fever and be all about the things, but you know what? I am all about the things, and I think that's okay. I'm going to have a great time with the outfits and the hair and the makeup and the most importantly, celebrating with people I love. Hopefully COVID will have passed us by then. But if not, the show will go on. Whether there are three people there or 150, the show will go on. So I'm super excited for that. So that's just a small life update with Jamel and I getting married in 2021. Woo! Your girl about to be a whole wife out here. And I'm really excited about those next steps. So finally, for 2021, I'm not giving myself goals as I used to. I do have my own goals, but rather than looking at my goals and what I want to do this year, I really want to focus on who I want to be. And as a result of who I want to be, the things that I want to do will come to pass. So instead of my 2021 resolutions, I have my 2021 affirmations. And so I'm going to share them, talk through them with you guys. So affirmation number one, I have a healthy relationship with food, movement, and my body. So I feel like in the past, I was a college athlete and that always kept me pretty much in shape. But I would say I've always, in the past, I was super hypercritical of my body. And so really recently I've been learning to go with the flow as far as my body goes for the most part. I'm loving myself at all different stages. A lot of us, you know, moved a lot less in 2020. And as a result of that, we noticed that there were new things in new areas. Okay. Stuff got to be a little fluffy, a little curvy, a little softer. And for some of us, that was an adjustment, but I'm learning to dismantle unhealthy ways of thinking like, oh, I don't deserve to eat this because I haven't worked out. I'm trying to get at a healthy place where I'm working out because I know that moving is good for my body and because I enjoy it and because I want to have a fit lifestyle rather than saying, oh, I'm getting fit for this shape or this size or this event or this vacation. No. We're going to have a healthy relationship with food, eating healthy, good things that make us feel good, moving our body in ways that also makes us feel good, and just appreciating where we are, whether or not it's where we think we should be. Number two, my next affirmation is that I am a spiritually grounded person that is led by my spirit and the word of God more than my flesh. So I'm really trying to continue to elevate, vibrate higher, allow myself to make decisions that are really, really spirit-led, that are led by the knowledge of the word of God that I'm feeding myself with, and that isn't just based off of impulse. Kind of goes into my next affirmation. I operate with discipline, self-compassion, and integrity. So I had to put discipline and self-compassion side by side because, you know, when you focus on discipline, we tend to beat ourselves up a lot. So I'm disciplined and then I'm trying to be disciplined and then I fall off or I miss a day I was working out or I feel like I watch too much TV instead of working and we just beat ourselves up. No. I'm going to have self-compassion for just being human and making mistakes, but I will also have the integrity to hold myself to what I say I'm going to do. My next one is I regularly return to a place of rest, Selah, and rejuvenation. So that basically means I'm returning to a place of quiet when I need quiet, Selah, which is a word, a Hebrew word from the Bible, which means stop and listen. You see it throughout where it's just a time to stop and reflect. And rejuvenation, refilling my cup so that I can keep on going. I don't always take enough time to myself, but I'm trying to do that with graciousness and just allow myself to fill back up through rest. Number five, there are seven in total. So number five, I water my romantic and platonic relationships with care. This is important. It's so easy to get busy. It's so easy to get full of our lives that we forget to call a friend or we take advantage of social media and make it feel like we're nurturing a relationship because we scroll and see someone, and that's not nurturing relationships. And there are people that I care about, that I think about often. I want to let them know I care about them. And even with me and my fiance this year, as we're planning for this wedding and as we're both working on our own business ventures, I want to make sure that I am watering that relationship, as it really will be the standard of my new family. My next affirmation is, I speak and create without hesitation. So sometimes we can edit ourselves to the point that nothing comes out, nothing gets done. This isn't ready. This isn't good enough. Who am I talking to? I know I'm talking to myself, but this year I'm not going to over filter myself. I'm not going to over edit myself. I'm going to post the video. I'm going to post the podcast. I'm going to say what I need to say boldly and without hesitation. And finally, my last affirmation is, I am qualified and capable to excel in my creative and professional endeavors. And so that just means that I know that I have what it takes. I'm going to do the work. I'm qualified. I'm capable. No more imposter syndrome. No reason to doubt myself. I know that the proof is in the pudding. Sometimes you got to like tell yourself like, yo, I'm not a rookie. I've done this before. Like, you got to hype yourself up a little bit and be like, I do this. I know what I'm doing. I'm a badass and I have what it takes. So if you need to tell that to yourself, tell that to yourself. So my 2021 affirmations, I'll say them again, all in order this time. I have a healthy relationship with food, movement, and my body. I am a spiritually grounded person that is led by my spirit and the word of God more than my flesh. I operate with discipline, self-compassion, and integrity. I regularly return to a place of rest, Selah, and rejuvenation. I water my romantic and platonic relationships with care. I speak and create without hesitation. I am qualified and capable to excel in my creative and professional endeavors. You feel me? That is the energy that we are taking into 2021. Let's stay optimistic. Let's stay excited about what there is for us in our lives. And, you know, let's also kind of stay in the know about what's happening in the world of fashion and beauty, because sometimes it gets really crazy. Thank you guys so much for joining me. We're back. And I will see you next week with an interview with the one and only Robin Watkins, the founder of the Holistic Beauty Group. It's going to be good. See you guys next week.